Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and with me today are Alon Fleiss and Pavel Yosifovich. Hi, guys.
Hi.
And they are developers with Code Value. They're here for the MVP Summit, so welcome to Redmond, and welcome to the Channel 9 studio. Thanks for coming on the show. And the reason I asked them to come on the show is to show us OzCode, which is a brand new tool, a brand new debugging tool, which has tremendous promise, and I think it's going to be a great demo. And so that's why you guys are here, to show us about it.
Exactly. Right.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then a little bit about what OzCode is, where it came from, why you guys decided to build it, and then we'll see what it does.
Alon, go first.
Okay. So my name is Alon. I'm a C++ MVP, although I do C++ and C Sharp, and I'm also an MRD. I've been using Microsoft tools for many years, more than 20 years of development. I'm the chief architect of Code Value, and I'm here to present OzCode.
All right.
Right, my name is Pavel. I'm the CTO of Code Value. I'm a C Sharp MVP, but I use C++ as well. Nowadays, MVPs have to use everything. And I've been using Microsoft tools for many years, almost 20 years as Alon. And OzCode is something that we're really proud of, and we think will give a great benefit to the developer community.
So how did you decide that you needed to create a new debugging tool?
I can start. You can pitch in. When doing development, most of the time we actually don't write code, we actually debug code. Mm-hmm. So we're spending most of our time using the debugger. And we need to solve bugs quicker, faster, save time, save money eventually, and just make our jobs a little more fun. Mm-hmm. So Visual Studio has a great debugger and great support for debugging, but it's not perfect. It has some limitations, has some things it just doesn't do, at least not today. So we thought that perhaps it's about time to extend its functionality.
Okay.
And that's how OzCode was born.
OzCode provides much more functionality, and also it helps everyone, not only the advanced developers, to use features of Visual Studio, and also it adds new features to Visual Studio.
Okay. So let's see what it does.
Right. So basically, OzCode is Visual Studio add-in. It's a plugin, like any other add-in, and just gives you extra functionality while debugging. So here we have some quick demo. We'll start with one feature called Simplify. Let's start with that.
So this is a demo application, and we are going to debug the code of this demo application. So we'll start with the first feature. It's the Simplify.
Yeah. So let's step over for a moment. Here we have some expression. In this case, it contains Boolean values, and Visual Studio knows to give us the final result. That's true. Mm-hmm. But how did that true came to be? And here's the simplifying feature. We press that colorful icon. We can see the sub-expressions and each one the value it got. Look at the right side. You can see it's striked out, stricken out. That means it was never evaluated, because C-sharp has a rule known as short secret evaluation.
Right.
So if the left side is already true, there's no need to call the right side. So it just shows you graphically, visually, that part was never evaluated.
Okay.
And you can drill further and see each sub-expression and see exactly the result it got. And now we understand why or how that final true came to be.
Okay.
And by the way, that doesn't work only for Booleans. It works for any type. And we'll see an example of that later on. Here we have another same idea, but this time there's no variable here. It's just a return statement mm-hmm. with some expression. So we can visualize that as well, even if there's no particular variable to look at, with exactly the same rules. By the way, just a quick note, on Visual Studio 2013, this basic feature exists, the ability to view values from returned functions, but it is limited to Visual Studio 2013, and it only gives us the result in the auto windows down there, which is not very convenient, and doesn't give us that visual graphic look. I just should mention that OzCode works for Visual Studio 2010, 2012, 2013 in much the same way, with a professional version or higher. So not a 2013 specific feature.
Got it.
Okay.
So let's see another feature.
Yes, okay.
Sure.
So
so here we have a feature that actually two features, but the first is the idea that we want to get to some value that we know it's there in some object. So we don't want to open that plus sign. It has inside it another plus sign, another plus sign. It's a never-ending thing.
Sure.
We want to search. Simply search. Yeah. So we can type anything. It can be a property value or property name. And then Ozcode quickly can show us where that appears if
cool.
called.
Mm-hmm.
So if for something doesn't appear, no, I have perhaps a bug or some other such scenario. So that's very useful and search is also very quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see another feature. This feature is compare. So, for example, here I have a phone book, and I save this phone book, and I'm going to load it from the save stream. So let's step over. So I have two instances of the phone book, and for some reason, if I continue on, I see that this assert
fail,
and I'll get this error message. So I want to see why I didn't get the same a phone book that I saved. So I can compare the two instances. I ask Ozcode to compare with another local variable, and then I can ask it to show me only the differences.
Yeah.
And now I can see that the age was not
nice.
Saved.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it saved a lot of time. Because
mm-hmm.
the other way I have to look at the old instance, save the text somewhere, then compare the text right. and find out.
Naturally, this could be a large collection of objects, sure. so it could take forever to do that.
And this is the assert that failed.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. This is part of the demo.
Part
yeah.
of the demo. No.
okay.
No problem with those code here.
And the same feature also works even if you don't have a variable. For example, in this case, I'm saving the phone book. And after that, I'm going to use the same instance, and I'm going to lose the old values. So before I'm going to load the state, I'm going to save. I can tell Ozcode save the value. Can provide a name. Ozcode prefer a name. I can add my own text mm-hmm. to it, and then I said okay. Now I'm continue, and since I load I lost the values, but I can compare with the save value. So I can ask Ozcode to compare with save value, pick the value that I saved, and again see why it was what was not saved.
There are any changes or something.
And I see right. everything. Okay.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. So.
So again, very very useful feature. Saves a lot of time.
And again, the assert is part of the demo.
Part of the demo.
Okay,
let's see something else. How about 4C? Let's look at 4C.
Let's look at 4C.
So 4C is a feature that allows you to look at for each statements before they actually have been executed. So you have a for each here that's going to start, but I can look at the results before I actually start. So here are the results of the that are going to be provided for me by the for each statement, because for each gives me various
so how does
results.
That work? Because that yeah. hasn't executed
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, we actually executed for you.
So you executed
behind
right.
the scenes.
Okay. Right.
And so you may be interested in some particular value.
For example, look at the 10th iteration. You see that the value is infinity.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably for whatever purposes of this application, that's bad.
So we can ask it to run to this item because we want to debug
okay.
this specific case.
Mm-hmm.
And now when we get to this item, I can again step over and see that again using
this previous simplify feature, we can see that that's exactly infinity. That's bad.
Right.
So what we can do now?
So if I look at the code, I know that there was some expression that was calculated before, so I can jump to this expression.
We can just move the program counter, which is a regular Visual Studio feature.
And also set the value to the 10th iteration. And now I can just
step over
and
again,
look.
With Simplify, now we can see each sub-expression
yeah.
and see why did that got infinite?
So
that's because we're dividing by zero here, for instance.
And this is why this
right.
is zero.
So what you did was you ran through the loop, you found a value you knew was going to be bad ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then you broke on that and then went back in the code
right.
to what happened when that was set.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So think of it, you don't have to add the conditional breakpoints. You don't have to go back and do everything. You're still in the debugging, but you save a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's a nice for C feature. Okay, let's take a look at
reveal.
Yeah, okay. That's a simple feature to look at. So the idea is that if you look at an object in the debugger, it has many properties and such. So we usually have to open that plus sign and look for whatever we're interested in. And we've seen search, but if an object is closed, the variable is closed, what we see is one of two things: either a two-string implementation, which is by default just a type name, which is not interesting, or a debugger display attribute if it exists. But sometimes neither of those exist, and even if they do, they don't give us the exact properties that are interesting right now at this point in debugging.
So, for example, if I like to know the path of the of this assembly,
this is just an array of assembly objects.
I can sign this star icon, and now when you look at the collection, you get all the assembly's path.
So every
and
property that's interesting, just mark.
You can also select all and copy it and paste it to Notepad or somewhere else.
Cool.
So we can select as many properties as we want. They'll all be shown in that line, so you don't actually have to dig deep into that plus sign, which is
and
usually
you can do it
time consuming.
And you can do it even deeper. So I can go deeper, find something,
just mark it.
Mark it and mark all the way up. So you get it
top level.
Yeah, and then you get it onto the top level.
Nice.
Okay.
And also, this is, by the way, it is saved not just with a particular debugger session, but it saves with the type. So with the same type, in another debugging session, I'm going to see those by default, which is usually useful. Let's look at show all instances as perhaps a final example, or not a final example.
I want to show a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah, we have time for more.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do the let's do the filter collection, and then see. Okay.
Okay.
So in this case, we have a collection. We add persons, 10 persons each time. Mm-hmm. So we have this collection. We have 30 persons, and if you know, a little bit .NET and C#, we do a collect each time we add a person. So we will get those person in different
generation from of garbage the, of collection garbage perspective.
Okay, so we'll do some stuff with it. First of all, we'll look at a very simple filter. So I ask it to edit the filter, and in this case, I just press the dot get IntelliSense, and I ask it the age to be greater than 27, for example.
I think 27 is too young.
No,
we
I think
need older people.
Okay. And so then no, I
think that that's all of them. That's because I told you that
they're all younger than 27.
I think that I didn't.
Yeah,
wrong.
Right. Right clicked on the wrong thing.
Right. Where is the add? No. The filter expression.
Right. Well, that wasn't rehearsed.
Yeah. Again, age.
All live.
Good. I mean, it's this is what people do.
No, in the right. The period there is
okay. And now we get all of them.
Okay, good.
Okay, 28 and above. So this is simple. Let's edit this expression. And
this filter.
And yeah, the filter. And now instead of filtering it by the value, let's do something else. Some more geeky. GC dot.
So this is for those GC geeks.
Get generation of the instance.
So the square brackets with OBJ in between is the actual instance we're talking about.
Equal to generation zero.
That
so
would be the new objects.
The last 10 objects.
Yeah.
So I get only those between 20 and 29.
Okay. So again, we can filter large collections to see just what we want to see.
Cool.
Okay. Let's see.
Let's go to show instances.
Show instances.
Yeah, it's a nice thing. Yeah. So the idea is that we get here to a point in the code where there's some exception. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we have a nice view of exceptions, a different window for exceptions that is available using this nice context menu. It gives you the exception trail, kind of a breadcrumb for inner exceptions and the way to jump for where the code actually threw the exception or handled the exception. That's kind of beside that demo.
Also,
but
you can search for the exception and also for the exception message mm-hmm. in Stack Overflow.
Stack Overflow, Google, and perhaps Bing one of these days.
Perhaps.
definitely, perhaps. So, for this particular demo, that doesn't really matter. But well, the idea is that you can close that for now.
Okay.
We have that something known as the invoice ID, just an integer, and something is wrong with that invoice. But we have no idea what that invoice is. I mean, where's the object? We don't have any context here. That's another thread.
Right.
Where's the collection that particular invoice? So you can simply click left click, regular left click, and then look at the context menu. And here we can show all instances of customer on the heap right now. And we actually look at the entire heap, manage heap, and look at all the customer instances. Then we can use the search feature to locate that particular instance of customer. Then we can use that eye icon and just open that instance to see whatever it may contain. And this is a feature that doesn't exist anywhere in Visual Studio because it involves the SOS extension and such to actually get to the actual managed heap.
And mm-hmm. this is the idea of OSCO, to bring the power of all the tools to the normal debugging session,
right.
to the everyday.
Without any special WinDebug or some such crazy tools.
Very nice.
The last feature that we'll show will be the trace.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is about trace points. Many people don't know that trace points exist. Trace point is actually a special kind of breakpoint. It's a way to, instead of break at a point in a program, just output some message. So it's actually available from Visual Studio by right-clicking a breakpoint and selecting when hit, and then we can turn it into a trace point. And we wanted to do something that kind of a trace points on steroids, that better trace points.
So I can create a trace point, and it offers me to add the total. Okay, I have full IntelliSense, but I can also ask it just to add any variable that I point to, so I get the total. I have a problem in the code because the check total gets the right result, but the total gets the wrong result.
Okay.
So I don't have any logging here, so I add the trace point. And now I can run the code. I have here the trace message window. I can open it even from
that's a special window that we create.
And I will run the code. And then I can look at the result.
So by default, trace points just go to the output window.
Sure.
The output window is just a mess. There's everything there. Here we have a special view of trace points.
Good.
I can filter.
Mm-hmm.
And look at variables and look at even you can save the call stack and everything.
And I can even export it. So I can open it in Excel.
Nice.
And filter it in Excel.
So it's a kind of logging mechanism, but just within the debugging session. It's it's not something, you don't need to write any code for that. That's trace points.
And cool.
And there are many other features, but this is the idea of OSCO.
But to encourage people to download that, it's free.
You have
for
a free
right
trial.
Now, right
for
now.
The free trial, we'll have a link to it. So totally encourage people to go get it, download it, play around with it, see if they like it.
Yep.
And then when they do, go buy it and
have
the full version.
It's a very good idea.
Yeah.
You guys have documentation, demos, videos, etc.
Yes.
People can learn.
The OSCode website has some videos
okay.
to show some of the features. It's very nice videos, and people should check it out.
So and we also provide this demo.
This demo will be available as well for download.
So you can play with the demo and learn how to use OSCode
and
how to do magical debugging.
Cool. That's great. All right. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So hope you guys enjoyed that. Absolutely go check this out. Go download the free trial. We'll have the link to the trial as well as the links to the videos on the page for this episode. Check it out. See if you like it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Hope you like that, and we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.